From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. There was renewed violence in Baghdad today. A vehicle exploded in the middle of downtown, killing at least 78 people and wounding hundreds. The blast also damaged part of a Shiite mosque. The explosion occurred a day after U.S. forces launched what's being called a major offensive to try and quell sectarian violence and root out insurgents.
This marks the first major attack in the Iraqi capital since a state-imposed curfew was lifted Sunday. NPR's Rachel Martin is in Baghdad, and she joins me now. Rachel, can you describe the explosion and the area where it happened?
Sure, yes. The bomb went off in an area called Kalani Square. That's a mixed neighborhood with both Sunni and Shiites living, working, and shopping in the area. It's really in the center of Baghdad in a business district. There are a lot of shops, small businesses, especially auto repair shops. There are some banks and some government offices, but on the whole, it's a place where regular Iraqis shop and do their business. There are a lot of pedestrians in the area, and there's a lot of heavy traffic usually, and today was no different. It's an area near the Sinik Bridge. That's one of two bridges in Baghdad that connects the east and west parts of the capital.
Do we know anything about who's responsible for today's bombing?
No one's claimed responsibility for the attack today. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki came out and condemned the bombing and called for national unity, but no one claimed responsibility for the bombing.
Now, this happened just days after Prime Minister Maliki lifted a curfew that was put in place last week. Was the curfew lifted thinking that the area had stabilized?
Well, during the curfew, there was definitely less violence in Baghdad. On an average day, there are close to 24 unidentified bodies that are found. And during the curfew, for that entire time, there were only 7 unidentified bodies found. So using that as a gauge, there was a definite decrease in violence. But after the curfew was lifted, people started going back to work and trying to get back to their daily routines. And the bombing today was really a grim reminder for them that life in Baghdad is not stable.
Now, there was also news today about a major offensive by U.S. forces in Diyala province and other areas. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the military has dubbed this Operation Arrowhead Ripper, and roughly 10,000 U.S. troops are involved in the entire operation. This is a combined air and ground effort, and basically what they're saying is this is the real surge, the last of the 30,000 extra troops associated with the so-called surge. Arrived in the country last week. That brings the total number of troops in Iraq to roughly 180,000. And this is the first operation to really leverage all of those troops. Earlier today, I spoke with Colonel Steve Boylan. He's the spokesman for General Petraeus, who's the head of U.S. forces here. And Colonel Boylan said this is a significant and concerted effort to target al-Qaeda strongholds around the country. Now, much of the focus is on Diyala province. That's the area northeast of Baghdad, and it's really become an epicenter of much of the fighting in Iraq. Military reports also say that 22 insurgents have been killed so far in this offensive. So the planning for this has been in the works for a long time. And military officials here say now they really have the manpower that they say they need to put it into action. And that's what we're seeing now.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Rachel Martin reporting from Baghdad.